News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
In New Zealand, new warnings have been added to the Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga hit movie A Star Is Born after claims that teenagers have been severely triggered by scenes of suicide. Now, joining us to discuss this is Ella Arensman. She's a professor and chief scientist with the National Suicide Research Foundation and the School of Public Health at University College Cork. Good morning, Ella, and thanks for joining us. Do you believe warnings like this are necessary?
In general, yes. And when we talk about this particular movie, there are obviously explicit and also implicit indications given about a suicide that's going to happen, and a suicide that is actually happening. Now, compared to some other movies and particularly specific films that we've seen in recent times, the situation around the suicide of this particular actor is not as graphic as we have seen in other movies. But having looked at it myself, compared it also to the evaluations of other movies in recent years, I would certainly think it is important to at least give an introduction to the audience that distressing scenes are part of this movie, and that it could be particularly upsetting for people who are currently in a vulnerable situation.
Now, we see suicide scenes in so many, many movies and dramas. It is because it is a part, unfortunately, yes, of norm of life in our current world. But they're never portrayed positively. They're shown for the horrors that they are and the effect it has on everybody around them. So how could that be a negative thing?
Yeah, and this is very importantly, research comes in, and if we look at the research internationally over the last 10 years, then we have really seen some very striking impacts of not only suicides being portrayed in movies, but also suicides being described in the media, being undertaken by actors. Just to give you a few examples, when the actor Robin Williams died in the US, there was obviously a lot of publicity, and a lot of detail was given. And in the 3 to 6 months after his death, there was a very, very significant increase in suicide in the U.S., and particularly amongst men very similar of his age. So it didn't impact on many people in the population, but certainly a significant increase.
So immediately springs to mind is, what's the solution here? We can't censor ourselves and say Robin Williams died of an unknown cause. We have to talk about the reality in the real world, do we not? And if we have to be so super, super sensitive, we're quite literally going to be walking in eggshells in everything we talk about in our normal discourse.
What it is, and this is also what is clearly indicated also by WHO guidelines, they've also been updated recently, it's not about not reporting, and also it's not about hiding the fact that a person has taken his or her own life, but it's about the repeated, let's say, overwhelming media reporting in terms of specific details, graphic details, and a very good example here is also the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why, where we literally see the death occurring of a young person. And we already know that in the weeks and the 3 months after that exposure, there was an increase in what we refer to as copycat, so imitative suicides amongst young girls in many countries across the world. What the guidelines tell us is balanced reporting. So yes, you can talk about suicide. You can also clarify how a person came to this decision in his or her life, but at the same time, putting it in perspective that many people in such a situation can often also resort to other coping strategies or may have found support whereby they overcame a crisis. Okay. So what we even recently have advised for a documentary, I don't know if you've seen, but it was prepared by the Department of Mental Health.